This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Team Germany as well. Anyway, we'll see. All right, let's get to the trash of the day. We go to Pennsylvania.
I don't think you told him to
trash
play that
of the day.
Yeah.
Trash
Sorry,
of the
we
day.
Did not warn you at all on that, James. That's on us.
Trash of the day in Pennsylvania. An investigation is underway at a Pennsylvania school district involving a kindergarten student. What happened? You can relate to this quite a bit, Cody, I feel like.
I have a kindergartner.
So a kindergarten student at an elementary school gave out Jell-O shots to classmates. The superintendent said once staff learned about the situation, immediate action was taken. Students were taken to the nurse's office, called the kids, EMS, if they needed to take them to the hospital. Parents were notified, met first responders at the hospital. It's unclear how the student got the alcoholic Jell-O cups. Well, I don't know how unclear. My guess is...
I had some in the fridge,
parents,
and the kid opened it up and took some. Thought, cool Jell-O.
It's like if Cody had Jell-O shots in his fridge, you know? He had Jell-O shots, and his son or daughter opens fridge, says, Jell-O.
Grab I'm a bunch. Share some with my friends.
Give kids Jell-O at school. He gives kids Jell-O at school. They all get sick. Uh-oh. Then you get a call, and you get embarrassed, and parents are livid with you.
Okay, so I'll
forever
say,
and ever and ever.
I don't think anyone should be criminally charged. I don't think that the kid should get suspended. This is a classic, like, learn your parenting lesson. If you're going to have Jell-O shots at your house, your kid either A, needs to know that those are things that are not available to them. Like, I have beer in a fridge, technically, a kid could get to, but they know that's not something they drink. Or B, that you make sure they do not have access to those things in another way. I don't think this is one of those ones that, like, people need to get in trouble for. Do you?
I'm guessing from a legal end, perhaps not, although there's probably a way that can, the question would be if any other parent tried to also sue them.
Oh, come on. Do we need to do that? Can some of you just chill and the mountain versus a molehill argument and just be like, that sucks. We're probably going to laugh about this in 20 years. Remember the time our kindergartner got a Jell-O shot? I'm not kidding. We would be joking about it that night.
What happened?
Like, just as long as I knew they were safe and okay.
What happens
and healthy,
though?
If it happens again, we got a different problem.
What happens though if your son Desmond, student, gives him a Jell-O shot, he gets sick, he has to go to the hospital right now? You get a call right now. Hey, this is so and so. Your son is at the hospital, and you're like, "What
different
happened?"
Issue.
Well, he's gonna be okay, but Johnny's parents, turns out, gave their kid Jell-O shots, which gave your kid Jell-O shots, and you'd be like, "Oh, I want to go march down and chew out those parents right away."
I think that the parents are immediately, just as long as they're reasonably decent parents, they immediately probably feel guilty, because if it was like me that this happened to. If it turns into like a medical issue, we're having a different problem. But if they just go to the nurse's office and they're okay, I would like to think we press it.
No, the kid shouldn't get in trouble. I'm not saying the kid should get in trouble.
I hadn't thought about this story in so long. Now, just yet another thing I was getting in trouble for in my life. Senior year of high school, I'm in a home ec class, like a cooking class.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't need very many credit hours. Originally, I had this grand plan to like graduate in 3 years. So by the time senior year came around, I didn't really need much. So I was taking a bunch of soft courses. So I was taking a cooking class, in which at the end we had to prepare a meal. I braised something using a can of beer.
Okay, yeah, yep.
But I was, you know, I was 18, so I wasn't legally allowed to have it. It was part of a small group project, but I was in charge of the meat. I braised it using a can of beer. I then had a student who got in trouble later that day. I had to go to the principal's office, this whole thing, and explain it because they claimed they got drunk off of it, and that was the reason they got in trouble. So then the teacher and I had to concoct this lie, and I said it was NA beer, which was not true at the time.
Oh, wow.
It was definitely alcoholic beer, but we were trying to cover our own asses because she gave permission to brazen it. And so, like, everyone's in CYA mode. So we just lied because that kid was lying. He did not get drunk off of the one can of beer they used to braise that alcohol. So then we had to lie to cover our own ass in order to do it. I hadn't thought about this story until you mentioned Jello shots with kids.
You colluded with the school and the teacher to lie to the parent?
Not with the school, just the teacher.
With the teacher.
The teacher and I colluded to lie to administration.
Oh, jeez.
Administration eventually just let it go, and then we went on there. Was I a terrible kid? The more I hear stories of myself as a kid, I'm like, was I a bad kid?
Brother.
Or just like the normal amount of innocent trouble.
This happened when
kind
you were
of a schemer.
Did you say this happened when you were at Winnetonka?
Yeah. Senior of high school.
If that's the worst thing you did, I think you were all right, brother.
Yeah. I mean, that was like, yeah, that's on the list.
The list.
That's at the top of the list.
A couple people text again, back to the story in Pennsylvania. They're saying someone texted said defense attorney here. I could see child endangerment charges and DFS involvement. Someone else thinks is criminal negligence. If there was actually some legal repercussion here,
I don't know. I just like it feels. I don't. So over on Twitch, one of the guys I believe is his title includes lawyer says. He said, you guys are going to hate it, but I assure you I'm filing suit tomorrow, pressing charges. I'm like, at the school, at the kid, like, what's the level you're trying to take?
I bet you can go after the school and the parents, right?
Trying to take down districts?
You probably can go after the school and the parents in that not hypothetical, in the Pennsylvania situation.
Man, that's tough.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.